Let's kick off this hour by taking you right out to Kansas City and right into the broadcast booth with the voice of the Red Sox, Joe Castiglione. Joe, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Hopefully the weather is a little better there this afternoon.
It's starting to clear. Rained most of the day today, and it's damp and raw, but the rain has stopped, and the Cubs off the field are going to actually take batting practice, which is a surprise.
Well, it's been quite a stretch here to start the season for the Red Sox. 10 games over 500, the huge offensive showing last week for this team. Joe, what's been the biggest surprise to you about this team through the first quarter of the season?
Well, I think Travis Shaw's play has been a surprise. I mean, no one gave him the chance to be a starter when we went to spring training. I think that was certainly a surprise. The way Hanley Ramirez has played first base has been a big surprise. And otherwise, the kids have continued to mature. That's Bogaerts, Bradley. And, of course, it'll all come down to the pitching. It as always does.
Does this team remind you at all of the 2013 championship team?
Well, I don't think so. That was more of a veteran group. I think this is more of a hardcore young group of young people like Betts, Bogaerts, Bradley, Shaw. And I think the nucleus is a little bit different. The 13 group, the free agents seem to fit together with Napoli and Victorino and Gomes, but that was more of a veteran group. I think that this club has a really good mix of veterans and youngsters.
Well, tonight we get to see Rick Porcello, who has been terrific so far, 6-1, a 3.11 earned run average. What's been the difference for Porcello? Well, it really goes back to the tail end of last season. What's he been doing differently?
I think he's drawn more to his sinker. He's been getting more ground balls. Still getting some strikeouts at an unusual clip, but I think the ground ball has been the big thing. And that pitching with confidence and maybe not having to live up to the contract as he did last year, because certainly the crisis contract overshadows everybody's.
Joe, David Ortiz's farewell tour has gone better than anyone could have scripted it. From the broadcast location, are you having as much fun as I am?
Oh, yeah. This is a really fun team. This is a great team for entertainment because they can score, they have power, they have speed, they have a great diversity in the attack. And I think with that in mind, it shows that this is a club that will never be boring. And you know, when you finish the last couple of years, there's going to be some boring games in there.
We're talking with Joe Castiglione live from Kansas City here on Downtown. Well, next week, the Red Sox will honor the 1986 team of American League champions, one of the most memorable teams ever. That was quite an interesting cast of characters when you look back at 86.
Yeah, it sure was. It was a veteran team, and it came together. No one knew what Roger Clemens could do. He had a arm surgery the year before. Missed most of the 85 season. So when he put it together, they took off, and Bruce Hurst joined and became a great catcher, especially in the postseason, and Oral Ken won 13 games. So that was pretty well established for the starting rotation. And the veterans pretty much did what they did in the past. Jim Rice had a real bounce back year after off years in 84 and 85, and everything came together. It was probably Jim's last big year. It was a team that, as we know, probably should have won it all.
What was the most memorable moment of that 86 regular season for you?
Well, there were so many. Some of the ways they won, with Rick Burleson and the Angels dropping a pop-up in the 12th inning, winning that same game on a balk, was big. Mark Sullivan getting hit with a pitch with the bases loaded to win a game. Mike Stenhouse walking there to win a game with the bases loaded. There were so many finishes like that. And I think, and of course, the five game in Cleveland, there were so many that had unusual scripts and happy endings, at least for the final two games of the year.
Yeah, it was not a happy ending, of course, in the World Series. After Game 6, or certainly after Game 7, did you wonder if you would ever get the chance to call a Red Sox World Series championship?
Well, it was only my fourth year. And I may not have felt as bad as some because I figured, hey, we'll get back there soon. This is a good team, and it took 18 years to get back to the World Series. So I guess I didn't think in those terms that it would be that long to get there. But then after a while, you know, then you have the old three with the Aaron Boone homer. You wonder if you're ever going to get back to the World Series. But it did happen, and it was just a long wait, but it was well worth it.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, we won't keep you too long. We know you've got to get ready for the broadcast tonight. We appreciate you, as always, making time for us, and we'll be tuned in tonight. First pitch is starting for us, I think it's around 8 o'clock tonight. Priscilla and Ventura, have a great call to the game, and thank you for being with us.
Okay, guys, good to talk to you. Say hello to all our friends in Bangor.
We will do it.
December.
You know it. Thanks, Joe.